Hello and welcome to this week's African Media with me, Claire Broadhurst. Today we take a look at an app for mothers-to-be that's been developed in Cameroon. But first we go to Sudan, where five issues of the daily newspaper Al Jarida were seized in the space of a week. This latest escalation in censorship comes as a committee formed by the Justice Ministry is preparing to discuss a new press law. Claire Kanswiber from the Africa Desk at Reporters Without Borders says censorship in Sudan has become systematic.
It's true that the situation has been degrading over the past month with an increase in censorship and namely an increase in the seizure of newspapers by the National Intelligence Security Services of Sudan. Over the space of a few months, we've seen more than a dozen newspapers being confiscated. And this is, first of all, an act of censorship because the newspaper is not available for reading, but it's also an act of censorship on the long run because it has really grave consequences on the financial ability of the newspaper to continue to produce its publications.
So what does the NISS target when they're trying to seize these newspapers?
Well, there have been very clear messages coming from the authorities preventing media from covering any type of demonstration that they deem to be from the opposition, so basically any type of demonstration, any issues related to human rights or human rights defenders. So those have been made explicitly forbidden subjects to report, but we see that any newspaper who might report also, so let's say on issues of human rights, issues of the indictment of Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir in front of the International Criminal Court, and also covering the growing disgruntled of the Sudanese population and namely of the students who have been demonstrating over the past weeks, those are the three issues that may make you risk being confiscated if you're a newspaper in Sudan today. On top of confiscations, some journalists have just simply been dismissed from their paper after their news editors received calls from authorities and from the National Press Commission saying that the XYZ journalists were suspected of various behaviors that had nothing to do with their journalistic activity, of course. And so some are really dismissed from the newspaper that they had for some time, for some of them been working for years. So there is something happening now in Sudan. There is a shift towards more control and more censorship of the media in general. And it is very worrying.
And how do they justify such censorship?
Well, that's the thing, is that they don't justify. There is never any reason given. They come in and they seize the newspaper and that's it. There is no explanation given. There is a 2010 law that sort of gives a general immunity to the NISS for all the actions that it might undertake. So they don't really have to justify. I think recourse in the court system is a costly and lengthy process that most newspapers do not have the means to undertake, and with a very also uncertain issue about whether the NISS would be condemned for its actions because of this immunity law. It's really a state of completely absence of rule of law in as far as the NISS actions on a daily basis are concerned. And of course, there is this seizing of newspaper, which is bad, but you can imagine that it doesn't stop at that and that there are also other issues, grave abuses that are happening on a daily basis, especially against human rights defenders.
Against this backdrop of growing censorship, the Justice Ministry has formed a committee, including the NISS, to discuss the proposed press law. The authorities have yet to share the said text with those most affected, Sudan's journalists. On to Cameroon now, where a new mobile phone service has been launched called Gifted Mom. It lets mothers and pregnant women in rural communities in Cameroon get medical advice on their phones with an app, text messages or phone calls. The new service was developed by a young man from Cameroon called Alain Teff. When he visited rural parts of the country, he was shocked to see how many newborn babies died within a few hours. And he decided to create Gifted Mom. Munira Mustafa is the communications manager for Gifted Mom. So how does it work?
We have SMS platform. We go to the hospitals and we register pregnant women and mothers of baby between 0 and 1 year. We put their phone number in our platform and we can send them automatic reminders of their next appointment for the antenatal care or for the baby vaccination. Obviously, we work hand in hand with hospitals because the hospitals send us the data. Each time a pregnant woman, for example, has the next antenatal care, they let us know. We introduce it in our platform, and the platform automatically sends reminders to the pregnant woman when to go to her next antenatal care. Because I have to say that here in Africa, especially in Cameroon, you have less than 30 women that go to their four antenatal care. Every and each pregnant woman to have at least one antenatal care every third month, meaning four antenatal care before she gave birth. And you have less than 30 women here in Cameroon that do that.
That's one way they have started to connect with mothers-to-be. Mustafa says the app is also available to smartphone users, and that provides additional help. She says women in Cameroon usually go through pregnancy with very little information.
We're really trying to have each Cameroonian woman have at least the four antenatal care visits, so that if she has a diabetic or other health conditions, it can be taken care before she gives birth. We think that this is a great means to fight against maternal mortality. We do the same for the immunization sessions. Many babies between 0 and 1 year do not get their vaccines. We register the babies as well, and we calculate for every and each baby when is due for him to have his next vaccine. We have an app that can be downloaded on Apple Store for those that have an Android phone. They can download the GiftedMom app, and they receive all kinds of education about how to manage their pregnancy, how to take care of their babies, what are the danger signs when you are pregnant.
Mustafa says that they've made a huge impact in a lot of rural areas, but now they want to make sure everyone in the country can use the service.
In each health center we have been working with, we have realized that we have increased the antenatal care attendance within 6 months of at least 20%. So the more we are working with those health centers, the more the women attend their antenatal care. And I do repeat that antenatal care is a very, very big issue here in Africa, because you have many pregnant women who come to give birth and they did not have ever met a doctor during their pregnancy. So they don't even know if they have developed a diabetes or if they have twins or whatever. So for each and every center, our challenge is that within 6 months, we increase the antenatal care attendance of 20%. We do same with the vaccination session. And we are trying now to increase it of 60% within 6 months.
Almost all maternal deaths occur in developing countries, more than half of them in sub-Saharan Africa. And these often happen because pregnant women have no medical help nearby. So now the Gifted Mom team wants to offer it across the continent.
We have already launched our project in Nigeria. We did launch it last year, 2015. And we are still to find partners that will represent us in Nigeria. We are really looking for partners in Central Africa and West Africa. We did find some partners in Mali, and very soon we will launch our service in Mali and probably in Cote d'Ivoire as well. We really want every and each pregnant woman, I won't say it enough, to at least meet a doctor before she goes to the hospital to give birth. It's so basic, but you can imagine the number of women that has never ever met a doctor before give birth.
And to make sure they can reach as many women as possible, the service sends text messages in several languages.
We text the messages in French and English. And we are working hard to be able to test it in Pidgin, which is a very used local language, Pidgin and Fulfulde for the north part of the country. Furthermore, we want to not only use SMS, but also voicemail, because we have many, many women here in Africa, unfortunately, that are not able to read. And so we are thinking to send voicemail to those ladies in local languages to remind them of their next antenatal care or immunization session for their baby.
The Gifted Mom service has been running for more than 2 years now. It's given lots of information at this stage to pregnant women in Cameroon, but more people are needed to help connect women with their local health centres. That brings us to the end of this week's magazine. Thank you for listening and join us next week for more African media.